All right, let me. So, yeah, DJ Assault, thanks for coming in, man.
You're welcome.
Live here on WFMU, just destroyed that set. but yeah, like, if people don't know, serious legend here, Detroit, booty bass. So, what, I guess you've been doing it like 15 years. What's it like still being out there doing it?
It's still fun, so I'm still doing it. So, you know. When it's not fun, I'll stop doing it.
But you seem like a machine, man. Like, there were so many of those tracks in there I hadn't heard before. The Skinny Jeans track was cracking me up. When you're writing tracks, are you thinking about having them, like, be heavy and be a dance track? Are you thinking about being a little funny in it? Or what goes into it?
Well, a lot of stuff, it is me, because I'm really funny. I like funny things. Some stuff bother me. It's some truth somewhere in everything I kind of say. It's just weird. I just put it in a musical way. That's all. But it came from something I saw or something I think would be funny or something that I'm against. That's, you know, where all the music come from.
What are you against? You against Skinny Jeans?
I'm definitely against Skinny Jeans.
That track was killer. What? So you're in town. You're playing at Santos tonight. Big party. And you, where else you been lately? What's been hot? Where do you like to play the most?
Oh, I mean, really, wherever. It's a good party. I don't know if I really have a favorite place, because I'm just into promoting the music and you know, they're showing people the real, trying to, you know, eradicate all the bedroom producers. Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure it sounds like a killer studio somewhere. Where's your studio set up? It's, I mean, you got these big sounds coming out. That's all you.
Well, I've been working for the past several years, really, mostly just in Atlanta.
Right. So, is it and do you have like a studio set up? Or
yeah, I have a studio.
Sweet,
down there.
And so, how long you been in Atlanta now? You still got the Detroit hat?
Oh yeah. Well, I never really moved from Detroit. Mm-hmm. That's what people don't know. Okay. But I'm just not there very much anymore.
On the road all the time and making tracks down Atlanta.
Yeah, or hanging out. You know, it's a bit more positive environment.
Right. Okay. I'm going to Detroit for the first time in 2 weeks. What do I need to do? What's like number one thing I need to do in Detroit?
Man, I don't know. To me, I'll say it was fun to the, you know, 2000s rolled around, because I know it's all corporate and strategic and strategized and all of that. You know, we can't really represent Detroit, you know. Mm-hmm. The booty music, it didn't die. I mean, I have more tracks than ever. Mm-hmm. It got more popular other places outside of Detroit, and that's sad that our radio now is all like top 40 or the tracks from the 90s that we produced. And I don't know what to say. So, you know, it's no fun anymore.
That's why you move into it?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's not too much going on there. You know, I think Detroit is a unique place, but it always embrace other movements that are not Detroit.
Gotcha.
You know, because to me, it's still a dance music city. Detroit is dance music, especially techno. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Chicago is house.
Yeah. You talked about like the radio stuff too, and I know you put a lot of tapes of radio recordings that you listened to as a kid. How important was that growing up listening to the radio?
Well, I did that for like dual purposes. Basically, I don't know. I mean, you know, people do music, but when they don't know the history or the origin of anything, it's like, how do you do it? How do you be a doctor without studying, you know, numerous years, undergrad, graduate school, you know, all of that stuff. So it's people, you know, now I guess, you know, it's nothing to come up with a MP3 that you produced in your bedroom and spread it all over the internet, which that's cool. But, you know, I just wonder, with manufacturing costs, and how they were, and you know, I was running a label and still run a label.
Yeah.
You know, would people be out there trying to get out there the same way if they had to put their money behind it
instead of just throwing it out?
And that's the thing. So with that music, I was showing people, you know, that this is where it really come from. Y'all can have all these weird genres and sub-genres or whatever, but the essence of all of that started in Detroit and Chicago, period.
Mm-hmm. What about what do you think about, like, Miami Booty?
Well, Miami is the original origin, you know, mm-hmm. of booty music. Yeah, okay. That's true. And along with, you know, that's just like Atlanta.
Yeah, what do you
they
think,
had the bass, too.
What do you think about Luke running for, do you hear how he's running for mayor of Miami?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so Luke's running for mayor of Miami.
That's good. Really?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
So in my dream, I think that the two of you should have, like, booty for president. You think, like, you know, Luke and Assault?
Yeah.
2012?
Oh, yeah.
You support it?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll make some calls and see if we can get it
good.
To happen. All
yeah, right. Of course. You know, I mean, that's one of the people, you know, he came before me. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing. You know, I always respect the people that started things. The new kids, they're like, oh, well, forget that.
Yeah,
we don't care. Whatever we could do, you know, but you don't. You have to give respect where respect is due.
Word. Yeah. Well, much respect for coming through, and I got one more question. And it's probably a hard one.
Oh no, it's easy.
If you had to choose, ass or titties? If you just had to
that's
choose,
that's easy. I knew it would be easy. It would be. Yeah. Why he asked that question? We could get way deeper than this. No, it would be ass over titties.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for coming in, Assault. It's been a huge pleasure, and it's beautiful. You got anything else to say to the people?
Yeah, I mean, I would just say continue to support, you know, the real music. Check out my website, jeffersonav.com, and get your free download on. It's several hundred high-quality MP3s available for download.
Beautiful. Thanks again, DJ Salt, true booty legend in here at WFMU.
Yep.
Peace.